You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
All right, so 125 on time. Freedom 106.5 FM. All right, we've seen our other guests coming in here, so we'll start off one time with them. Mark Forgeny and, of course, Donna Mora, where, of course, we talk about what's going on in Ruga and Lopino. So, good afternoon, folks, if you're there.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, so welcome. Introduce yourself to our guests and tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Forgeny. Hello?
Donna, you have to take off your mic, Donna.
Yeah, but tell us a little about yourself in the meantime now. Yeah.
All right. I am the CEO of the Lopino Tourism Association, mm-hmm. and we manage the Lopino Chocolate Company.
Okay. And a little bit about yourself, Mark, who I asked firstly.
A Navy captain.
Yeah, your mic is in and out. We're not hearing you, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, we're hearing you now.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now, sir. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Yes. So I was saying that the... Great, great. So I'm...
We're not hearing you, sir. All right, so Miss Mora, while Mark gets his act together there. So tell us what's going on in Lopino Day and Moruga.
Right, so the Discovery Channel was here in September, and they come to hear about all the huntings and folklores and stuff in Trinidad and Tobago. So they came to Lopino, they went to Moruga, and they went to Shaka Shikari. Yeah, so it's a show called Expedition X Unknown. Mm-hmm. And they come to the day, like, people might say alien over there. So they come to debunk it, actually. They come to say, well, this can't be true. However, if they find things that is unusual or they can't explain, they put it out in the show. However, it's a Emmy award-winning show, and Trinidad and Tobago is trending right now. I am seeing the views are really good, and people are saying that Trinidad and Tobago is one of the best episodes they have ever seen. Mm-hmm. And this is going all streaming all over the world.
Yeah, man. Nice to know we're out there for Obia and necromancy.
Yeah, well, it's actually there's folklore and things, and it's part of our history. Mm-hmm. Once anywhere that had slaves, first people and stuff, mm-hmm. You're going to get it. Right. You're going to get it. You'll find it in the community. Right, and so they don't call it, they don't think anything was wrong with what they were doing, huh?
No. I mean, these white people, they will travel all over. Like I said, the name of the show is Expedition, and they go all over the world looking for what they call it, extraterrestrial, activities.
Yeah.
Right.
But we recently had something that happened during COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't explain it because remember Ghost Hunters International was in Lopino for years.
Okay.
And they called us and said, Miss Mora, do you all have anything new? Because we saw you on Ghost Hunters. And yeah, I don't know if you know this violinist called Adonai, Andre Adonai. So he come to film a video called Bring Back the Old Time Days. And while he was filming, they captured a 12-foot form gliding through the trees. And it's on YouTube. And it's on video. Mm-hmm. And we have no explanation for that.
Right. So when they came, what did they actually find? So they went to Lopino and Moruga. Why Lopino and Moruga? Is it because Lopino, did they do their research? The thing that they find out that...
They did their research.
Mm-hmm.
We have videos. We have a picture. We have facts. We have things that of the unknown. Because remember, Lopino historical site was a slave plantation, mm-hmm. but also was an Amerindian site. And so we have things that has happened sometimes, not every day. It's not haunted, Well, we have something that has happened that we can't explain. You know, people might say we have if you watch the episode, there's a girl, she said she was half past 7 in the night. She passed by the cemetery.
Right.
She passed by the bridge, and while crossing the bridge, she saw something short run across.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she put on her light, it was a man without no face, a short man with no face.
Wow.
And that's what we will call a duen.
A duen. Yes. Lopino and Maruga, yes. But places to stay away from. But it just goes to show that
places you can come is actually, you wouldn't believe how much schools throughout Trinidad and Tobago come to just hear these stories. And it's a cocoa village, so we do chocolate tours and stuff. So it's really exciting. People love it. There's a difference.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's actually part of tourism. That's great because there are people who will travel all over the world, from all over the world, to come to, you know, be a part of this.
Yeah, they want to hear about these stories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everybody want to go on the beach and sit down. Some people want to hear about historic tour.
Yeah.
And Lopino had hangings.
All right. So yes,
it had some things happening on the estate. So because of that, we have a historic, historic site that has a lot of information. And that's what we do in Lopino, give people the information. And it could be historic facts, it could be folklore, it could be myths. And we're here to tell them it.
All right, so Mark is in. Yeah,
that's your family. Yeah, that's one of the interesting connections. My grandmother was Amy Brown. Her grandfather is Pa Brown. And yep, we are the Browns who came with Comte Lopino. Yep, we're up there on the estate. But the thing, host, is, you know, when they came to Maruga is, as you're saying, you know, feared for Obia, but Obia and Vodun, which is the proper name, was the African practice. And a lot of the elders who knew the secrets of herbs, like Mother Cornhox.
I'm not going to say that. That's where Mother Cornhox originally from, right, Maruga?
No, actually, she's from Sibaria. My grandfather helped her resettle in Maruga. She was born in Sibaria, and she came to Maruga because she wanted a piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crown government was giving out land, and she got land. She set up an estate. She's actually the person who created the scorpion pepper.
Oh,
because she was able to get the seven pot and a wild pepper to cross. And that's how she got the scorpion pepper that we know today, the Maruga scorpion pepper, right? And it has always been that when people don't understand something, they will call it, obia or necromancy. Because in many people's mind, a little woman down in the bush couldn't have the knowledge of the herbs and the plants to do all the things she did. So that's where the obia handled. But it was actually her very, very deep and wide knowledge of herbs and plants that she used to heal people. That is where her fantastic abilities came from.
All right. So in terms of this, I mean, I know this has to do with the expedition show, but how could Trinidad as a nation capitalize off of this, like having a staycation where people don't always want to go on a plane and go somewhere? Do people really know about these things that are going on in Maruga and in Lopino?
Well, I was going to say that is a perfect question. You see, we've been conditioned by what we see on TV. So this is where the expedition series coming was able to show another side of Trinidad, right? And there's also Maruga, Lopino had a lot of estates. And if you get in and you come back to the estate life, the rhythm of land, where you get up with dawn, you walk your estate, then you have a cocoa tea and bake breakfast, then you do a little work and you go back to rest at 9 o'clock when the sun is hot. You'd be in a different rhythm. A lot of people, they are now living a modern lifestyle that is a very different rhythm of life. What we offer in Maruga and Lopino is that older, attached to the earth lifestyle and rhythm.
Yeah, man. There are a lot of people that love that. Yeah, Donna?
Yeah. So what I tell people as well is that they didn't ask for slavery. So we did take these people who already had a culture, the tradition, their religion, and they brought them to Haiti, and then they come to Lupino. I mean, it's very hard for you to take them away from what they feel or know what is right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So nobody can tell them that Obia was wrong, that this is from their homeland. So we just try to let people know that, listen, this was these people caught here this time, and we are not here to judge them or anything, but we are here to tell their stories, and that is what we do. And believe it or not, we do thousands of schools in Lupino, and I'm churning for nothing.
Okay.
She's in for nothing. No time I fight with them, and them want to spend the night.
What?
You understand?
You should have a Lupino hotel up there, so where you could spend the night up there. You could
camp. Lupino tourism has grown a lot in Lupino, especially with the Lupino Tourism Association. 14 years running now.
Right.
We have been, last year, I think we get 75,000. We brought in 75,000 tourists to Lupino.
Serious?
Yes. Through our folklore tours, historic tours, cave tours. And cocoa tours. We do a lot of cocoa tours.
Cocoa tours are like that. But what were the roads up there, boy? People always complain a lot about the roads.
Something else, boy. The road is a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a problem with the Lupino road. It is a little better than many years ago, but still they will come up and see a lot of potholes. However, they're not stopping nobody. Today we had 66 children. We had a guest come from Canada last week. We had from Japan.
Okay.
We had from Sweden in December.
That's great.
People coming from all over the world. They want to taste our chocolate, our Trinitario chocolate. They want to hear about the folklore. They want to hear about the hauntings. Yeah.
So how do you all market these things? You all have a website or something where you all are?
No, I don't have a website, working on one. However, I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you name it.
What about for Maruga and Mark? How is Maruga marketed so that people can
come? We actually have the rice in Walmart, and we've been featured with Gabriel Union and her wine company in California.
What?
We have a website, www.vistadoradoestates.com.
Yeah.
Where we ship directly to people who want the rice, the Maruga Hill rice. And we combine the rice with Maruga scorpion pepper, with Maruga pimento, with cumin. We're soon going to have a bhaji rice.
Okay.
So the bhaji will be dried, and it'll be in the pack of rice. So you just throw it in your pot and you cook it. And we've done all these things so that Trinis and other people, we have more foreign customers than we have expat Trinis buying the rice in the United States. A lot of Mexicans, Latinos love the rice. And
but is it sold in stores here? It's sold in stores in Trinidad. You could look for it.
We do direct deliveries in Trinidad.
Oh, okay.
If people go to our Facebook page or the website, they can get direct deliveries from the estate.
Yeah.
And we do tours, just like Donna said. We do tours where people can come down, because we practice the old people's method of permaculture, where we have not just the rice, but we have plantains, figs, cocoa pine, bene. We use ponds, man-made ponds, where we grow dashin bush, umuazi, warause, ruku, kashima, all these tonka bean, all these forest foods, right? Puadu. We grow all these things on the estate.
You're doing better than the Ministry of Agriculture?
Well, we keep the old things alive. But you see, these trees, they work with the soil and keep your soil healthy. That's where the trade-off. So we have less rice, yes, but we have healthier soil, and we have a multiplicity of food products.
But what is so astonishing for me is that the first time I am hearing about all of this. I mean, I know people say they go up Lupino, and I know the caves. Still have the caves up there or something? The caves?
Yes.
Right, the Lupino caves. That's what you're mostly hear about.
Yeah.
And for
the cave was discovered by my dad, Mr. Martin Gomez.
All right.
Yeah, so So when this job just came, Lupino have award-winning Trinitarian cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
He won awards. One of her beans was sent. Some of her beans were sent to Amsterdam last year.
Yeah.
So Lupino have cocoa estate tours, river tours, cave tours, haunted tours, folklore tours, cemetery tours, and historic tours. Yes, where we talk about the African slave, the journey to Trinidad, the indented laborers and stuff. So there's a lot of work going on, a lot of school. We did a video for the University of Florida, and it is an they archive it with the cocoa dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did one for McGill University in Canada, and it's in the journal. So a lot of people outside of Trinidad is very interested on these folklores and these history and so forth. So we're doing things.
Yeah, man. When a ship comes, I'm in Port of Spain, when a ship comes down, you usually see people off the ship, they're walking around all over the place. They might walk by the savannah, they're asking you for the La Perouse Cemetery. They're asking about this. But I mean, you all need to make a link with these ships.
We don't get no cruise ship tours. We've been trying. I know what to do again.
So who's stopping that?
Excellent.
So wait. You telling me you all never got anybody from a cruise ship to accommodate with all this thing you're telling me about? Are we at a
never. We're running 14 years now.
Yeah.
14 years and we have not got.
And we had a Ministry of Tourism in this place. Have you all worked with the Ministry of Tourism?
Yeah, but we still haven't gotten it. I don't think it's the Ministry of Tourism. I'm not sure it's the Ministry of Tourism fault.
But
I more think it's the people who bringing them in, the agents and so forth.
Mm.
I don't know what if
they're
going
to know. Make a link with them agents, man.
They could carry them Asia, right? And they could carry them. Thing they could bring them Lupino. I have no idea because we give a fantastic tour and people from all over the world come to our tours.
All right.
We're not getting cruise ship tours at all.
Yeah, I know Maruka is a bit of it. Maybe it's better the distance and the time that people will have, but
Lupino is not that far. Lupino is an hour on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why third base, that's why we've focused on food events and you'll see we have a Taste of Maruga event where people get to taste the wild meat. They get to taste the hill rice, tum-tum, right? Portuguese, because Maruga was the original New York of the New World. Eh? My same relatives. Maruga was the gateway between South America when Gran Colombia, which was Colombia today, Venezuela today, Guyana, British Guyana, and Suriname were all one territory under Simon Bolivar called Gran Colombia. And the people who were there at the Declaration of Angostura in 1824, right? That was when Bolivar had created this huge republic where slavery was banned. Eh? He had gotten help from the Haitians and slavery was banned, right? And the people moved between the Orinoco River and Maruga and then into British territory because the Spanish still had that hold, but the British had come and kicked out the Spanish at that point, right? And yet there were more Spanish and French people in Trinidad than there were British at that time when all of this was going on in the world. So very fascinating world history and that connection between Maruga and the Orinoco River and today what was called Angostura is called Ciudad Bolivar, right? Mm. And a lot of the immigrants who were registering, they would have come down that same river to come to Trinidad.
All right.
Yeah.
So the show that we're talking about, when is this show going to be aired? You know, is it online that they could watch anytime?
All right, it's on Discovery Channel,
Discovery,
Expedition
right.
X, Unknown,
mm-hmm.
Season 11, Episode 6 and 7.
Trinidad and Tobago, boy.
Yeah, Episode 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on the link now, people is already starting to say this is one of the best episodes they have ever seen
in
the whole 11th season. So it's really, really, Trinidad is
Trinidad is amazing.
Trinidad is an amazing place, but it's not just about carnival. Carnival, people come here for carnival, yes. And the beaches, yes. But things like these, man, the things like these people need to know about.
Yeah, open up the space for everybody, you know, open up space for everybody, because it have a lot of things everywhere in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, man, all year long. So if people want to get in contact with y'all, how can people do this? Get in contact with you guys.
Well, my number is Donna Mora. Well, my name is Donna Mora. My number is 6805423. Or my email is lupinotourism19@gmail.com.
I never even knew Lupino had a whole tourism, you know, authority thing going on.
We see tourists. We just have tourists here all the time. However, it's like we still all known.
Yeah, boy. What about them? Yeah, man. Yeah. What about you there, Mark? How can people get in contact? Because usually when people think about Moruga, they think about one thing, but it's nice to know Moruga known for other things.
Yes, our Hillrise is putting us on the map, so they can get in touch with us via our website, www.vistadoradoestates.com, our Facebook page, Moruga Hillrise. And they can contact us via WhatsApp at 1-868-324-5807.
All right, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, folks, I mean, I don't know if anything else you would like to say, Donna Moore or Mark. I'll give you the last words to really encourage people to, you know, whether it's trainees or those foreigners listening. And once again, the websites, I think people could go to any information to really come and take advantage of what Lupino and Moruga has to offer.
Yes, because Lupino have we have a beautiful cuisine that we make with indigenous food, like the ruku fish, pork, ruku fish. We have pastas.
So y'all have what? You have restaurants up there in Lupino?
There's Cafe Mariposa. But we also cater. We have some beautiful caterers. We have the best pastel makers. Well, I would say that in Lupino. So, we have a lot going on. You have to call us, book tour with us, and you'll get everything you want.
Nice, beautiful. God, only fix the roads now. Fix the roads, please.
Government, fix the roads. We try.
No, I'll advocate for all your boy. And Mark from Moruga.
Thank you, Third Base.
Yeah.
Well, Third Base, thank you. And I would just like to let the people know that Moruga Hill Rice is the best rice in the world. And we are soon going to be coming out with a food festival where you're going to get to taste the ethnic food from all the peoples who make up Trinidad and Tobago.
Nice,
and it'll be right here in Moruga.
Nice, man. Call you. I could call me to host it or something.
I'm calling you to come and eat, man. I'm calling you to come and eat.
Yeah. We could eat and work at the same time. All right, man. Thank you, man. Thank you very much, guys. All right, man. All right. Beautiful, man.
Thank you, Donna.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, bye-bye.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.